Praise the Lord. And message number 170 The title of the message is Suffering, Part 7. And we will tackle here the fasting of Nehemiah from the book of Nehemiah. Let's open our Bible to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1. And we will read the whole chapter. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and also about Jerusalem. They say to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in a great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. When I hear these things, I sat down and wept for some days. I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servant and your people, whom you redeem by your great strength and your mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to guide us and help us and strengthen us with your grace and your mercy. Lord, thank you for your word that you always send us to help us in our life and our struggle. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done, O Lord. Let the power of the Holy Spirit manifest in your word, as your word will be preached to your church and to your people. Let your word raise up people committed to you like Nehemiah, who are willing to feel your pain and carry the burden and the Lord with you to serve you with us and to do your will, O God. Lord, raise up people who are willing to suffer and do the work of yours in a perfect way. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Nehemiah is one of personnel who show their willingness and their commitment to suffer for the Lord and for the cause of his people. And it shows us also a good example about fasting and the spiritual meaning and the application and the fruit of fasting in the life of the people of God. Nehemiah was having a good position. He was a cupbearer in the presence of the king, Artaxerxes, king of Persia. He was living in a very comfortable place, salary and income and peace. But when he hear the news about Jerusalem, actually he had his brother Hanani came from Judah and some other men, they came with him. Himself he questioned them. In his heart was pricked to ask about his own people. He had a concern about their life. He questioned them and about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and also about Jerusalem. And they said to him that those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in a great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire. The news that they brought to him and what they spoke is a sad news and had brought sadness in his heart and had hurt Nehemiah's feeling and had grieved his soul. Nehemiah wept from the depths of his heart. He was really hurt to the bone for the news he heard. He was in pain after the news that he received about his people, the people of God, the church, and about Jerusalem and Judah. God wants us in the same way to have a sensitive heart who is willing to respond, willing to empathize, and willing to take a certain action as the Holy Spirit will lead us to help His people, the people of God, to help those who come to know God but they are suffering because of their sin and their disobedience. God had a pain in his heart toward the people of God who returned from exile, but their life is in a trouble, in a great distress. And the same pain that was in the heart of God for the people's situation and suffering, that pain found also in the heart of Nehemiah when he heard the bad news. God wants us to have the same attitude. When we hear a certain news that brings sadness, God wants us to feel that pain, to mourn with those who mourn, and to be willing to take a certain action to help those people. We know that sin and rebelliousness and disobedience had brought God's wrath and ruin about the life of the people in Jerusalem and Judah, and had brought them into exile away from the promised land. And the Lord restored them. But when they went back, there's much work need to be done. When Nehemiah hear about their situation, he not only have pain. The word of God tell us, when I hear these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Nehemiah's reaction to the news he heard is, he wept, He mourned, he fasted, and he prayed to God. These things, praying and fasting, God wants us to exercise. We need to weep, we need to cry out of pain that we feel for the suffering of other people. The first point that I want to speak, what motivate Nehemiah to pray and fast and to mourn and to cry to God is first repentance. Nehemiah realized that all the bad things that had happened to the people of God and the destruction that came upon Jerusalem and Judah was due to sin. And that's why in his prayer, he confessed his sin, and he confessed the sin of his forefathers. He said, we have acted very wickedly. He did not say, they have acted. We have acted. He said, I confess the sin, we Israelites, including myself and my father's house. Sin have destructive power. Confess your sin, the sin of your forefathers. The sin of the tradition that you came from. Nehemiah confessed the sin, his sin and the sin of the forefathers and the tradition that was introduced in their life and brought destruction to them. They did not obey the commands, decrees and laws God gave through Moses because they follow other people. Practices and tradition. They marry foreign women and they adopted their style of life and the style of the life of other nations, and that brought destruction into their life. Sin had destructive power, and that what will bring troubles on the believers and on the church today. When the church and the believer become worldly, destruction will come into their life. Fasting, we need to pray and fast. When we hear certain news about believers, when we come to know that their sin had brought destruction in their lives, we need to pray and fast for congregations and churches that are suffering because of sin in their life. We need to pray and fast, but prayer and fasting should be with repentance. Fasting without repentance, it had no effect. Nehemiah was repenting and he was interceding and praying that God will forgive his sin and the sin of his people. If you want to fast, then you need to realize your sins and the sins of the believers, the sins of the church, and you need to repent of these sins and renounce them. Then the Lord would listen to you. The Lord would listen to our prayers. Nehemiah, prayer and fasting and weeping and crying came from repentance. Second, it came from concern and compassion. Nehemiah moved in heart when he heard the bad news. He had concern for the bad situation of the people. He moved with compassion to do something for the welfare of the people of God. You need and we need to have the same concern and compassion toward the lost souls and toward those who live in bondage and in sin and they need deliverance. We need to have concern and compassion toward the believers and the churches that live in bondage due to their sins and disobedience. We need to pray and fast for those people. We need to pray and fast for these churches and congregations with pain and compassion in our heart toward them to get delivered. God was pleased with Nehemiah's reaction because Nehemiah shared with God the pain that was in the heart of God to the current bad situation of Jerusalem and the people of God who were in miserable situation. There are many people nowadays, we hear, people around you, churches around you, families of believers around you, they were in distress. They are in distress, and they will continue in distress unless some people will move toward them and help them to get recover from their sin and their shortcoming and wrong doing. God want us to move with concern and compassion, with a prayer and fasting, not only to sympathize but to empathize with those people in order for them to get delivered. We should pray and fast for those people. And when we pray and fast, we need to wait upon God that He would give us a vision to move forward to help them. The prayer and fasting of Nehemiah, it came from humble heart. Nehemiah has a humility. Nehemiah humbled himself in God's hand, realizing that without the aid of God, nothing can be done to reverse the miserable situation of the people of God and Jerusalem. I really have compassion and concern. I'm really aware of what is going on. And I want to do a lot of things, but I found myself, I cannot move. What I need? What Nehemiah was in need? Nehemiah, he prayed and asked the Lord favor in the sight of the king that he was working as a cupbearer to give him the permission to leave for a while and go to Jerusalem and do something to help the people. Nehemiah was waiting for God to move before he will move. We need to understand, whatever facilities we have, we cannot move and help unless God will allow us, God will enable us, God will strengthen us, God will lead us, God will open our eyes to the right way that we need to move. God will lead us of what we need to do, what we need to say. That is so needed for us in our prayer and fasting. We need to be in a prayer and fasting in repentance attitude, with a concern and compassion for the people, and with the humility, knowing that if God will not move in our behalf, we cannot do anything. Truly, Nehemiah prayed and fast, and he waited upon God. And if you read in chapter 2 from verse 1, in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was brought for him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before. So the king asked me, "Why do your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart." I was very much afraid, but I said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my fathers are buried lies in ruin and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" The king said to me, "What is it you want?" Then I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city. Let him send me to the city in Judah where my fathers are buried, so that I can rebuild it." Then the king, with the queen sitting beside him, asked me, "How long will your journey take? And when will you get back?" It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time. I also said to him, "If it pleases the king, may I have letters to the governors of Transfrates, so that they will provide me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah. And may I have a letter to Asaph, keeper of the king's forest, so he will give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple and for the city wall and for the residence I will occupy. And because the gracious hand of my God was upon me, the king granted my request." So I went to the governors of Trans-Euphrates and gave them the king's letter. The king had also sent army officers and cavalry with me. That what we have read is Book of Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 9. Nehemiah was a man who was willing to suffer. Even he was in a very good situation, but when he heard the news about the people of God, his own people, he was not happy. He was in sadness. He was suffering from inside, and he was willing to leave the comfort zone. He was in fasting and prayer, waiting upon God to send him to the mission field. And truly God make a way, that the king himself open up. Even the king recognized that his face is changed because sadness in his heart. He was full of pain and compassion for his own people, for the people of God. God wants us to be full in pain and compassion for the lost, for the people who are backsliders, for those who are in bondage, for those who are suffering. What he received, Nehemiah, from his prayer and fasting, favor. Nehemiah was given a permission to leave his job temporarily and go to Jerusalem to rebuild it and to do the work of God. You will have favor. Our prayer and fasting will bring the favor of God in our life. We'll find favor from God and from the people around us to help us to do the work of God. When we have the vision, when God will interfere, when God will put himself forward, then he will change people's heart situation. Even the heart of the king was changed, the heart of the queen was changed, and they were willing to send Nehemiah because the heart of the king, as the Bible says, is in the hand of the Lord, and he directs him in the way that he wants him to go. What else Nehemiah has? Nehemiah was given the provision that needed to travel and do the work of God. He take permission, he take a letter to the one who keep the forest of the king to get from him timbers for the gates, and also Nehemiah not only he get a provision, but he also received protection. The king sent people to protect him along the way. And as we know that when God will guide, he will provide. God provided for Nehemiah because Nehemiah waited upon God and waited that the Lord will move ahead of him. The Lord went ahead of Nehemiah. And what else Nehemiah received from the Lord? What else we will receive from the Lord when we pray and fast, when we have a concern for the work of God, when we share the pain in the heart of God for the lost, when we share the pain in the heart of Jesus, that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. What you receive? Receive favor? Receive provision? What has Nehemiah received? We will read verse 11 to verse 18 from chapter 2. I went to Jerusalem, and after staying there 3 days, I set out during the night with a few men. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. There were no mounts with me except the one I was riding on. By night, I went out through the valley gate toward the jackal well and the dung gate, examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and its gates, which had been destroyed by fire. Then I moved on toward the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was not enough room for my mount to get through. So I went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Finally, I turned back and re-entered through the valley gate. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing, because as yet I had said nothing to the Jews or the priests or nobles or officials or any others who would be doing the work. Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in? Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me, and what the king had said to me. They replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work. The point here from this passage, the third things that Nehemiah received from God, in addition to the favor and his provision and a protection, Nehemiah received from the Lord a clear vision of what he need to do. Truly, God had given him vision. Therefore, when he went there, he explored and he acted tactfully. He was so tactful, strategic leader who were able to deal with the people in a very wise way, and he was able with the work of the whole people as a teamwork. They finished rebuilding the wall in 52 days. That was only possible because Nehemiah received a vision from the Lord, and the Lord himself helped him to accomplish that vision. In the same way, the Lord will answer our prayer, and the Lord also will provide for us and give us favor, will protect us, and will give us the vision that will help us to reach a certain group of people that we are struggling to reach. I recommend and I advise you, if you are struggling with a certain people, you have heard bad news and you don't know how to reach them or tackle them, you go in prayer and fasting, you repent of your sin, the sin of the church, the sin of your forefathers, the sin of the traditions, be humble before God. Wait and suffer with God and with us, endure hardship with us, till the Lord will give you a clear vision how to reach out those people. and bring them back to the right way and bring the plans of God, the good plan of God for them into their life. I pray that the message has accomplished the purpose, and the Lord will use you, and He will use His word that He sent today to motivate His church, to encourage us, and to raise up more workers to serve Him, and reaching the lost and saving people. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness, O God. I do pray in the name of Jesus that this message has reached the people of Yours whom You called to be burdened, to be prayerful, to be compassionate. And I pray that the vision of Yours to them, they shall receive, and we shall receive as a church Your vision in handling certain congregation and people group or nation or countries or languages. We trust You, O Lord, as we pray and fast, all of us, as a church, O God, as we have pain and burden, Lord, as we are repenting from our sin, we trust You with a vision, O God. Lord, we cannot move unless You move and go ahead of us. Lord, You lead us. Please, O God, guide us to do Your will. O Lord, O God, bless us, O Lord. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let Your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit will be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen.